Well, great. I mean, there's a lot of excitement and anticipation in the village. Everybody's looking forward to the event. Sadly, we've had 2 years, as you say, without it. And Easter's just not the same without the bottle kicking, really. It was 2001. We cancelled it because of foot and mouth, couldn't get on the land. But the COVID pandemic just put paid to anything, really. And yeah, for 2 years running, we weren't able to hold it. I mean, two of us in the village still did a parade, and we a parade of two in 2020 and a parade of six in 2021, because we had to walk the parade, and we took the bottles and things, but just to uphold the tradition, and anybody such as landowners thinking that if you don't do it and you don't walk it, you lose the rights. So we did all of that sort of thing. But no, to do it this year with the crowds that will be here, fantastic again for it to all to be happening. I'm pretty confident that there'll be a lot of people this year because of the fact that it hadn't been held, and who knows how many people. It could be anywhere from 5 to 10,000. It'll be in that sort of region without a doubt. We don't change anything that sort of from historic timings and activities. So a band will play at 9:30 in Medbourne, sort of to wake the opposition up. And then we'll have a sort of what we call the children's parade at 10:30, leading to a church service. The rector's sort of a little bit nervous about doing the whole thing for the first time. And then the main sort of parts of the day, I suppose it's about 1:45. We have what we call the hare pie parade, where my wife that's going to make the pie this weekend for many years. We parade that along with the filled bottles down to the church gates, where the pie is distributed to the crowd in a traditional way. Some of the hare pies put into sacks. There's then a parade back up to the top of the village, where we have a sort of a, half an hour sort of break, and then a parade then right through to the field, where we actually the first thing we do is to the sacks that of containing the hares, we pass that to the crowd, and then one of the bottles, Dave Marlowe, who you probably know, who's the ma well, we call him the Master of the Stow. That was a title that was inherent to me many years ago and passed on to Dave. He starts the event of the actual bottle kicking, and that'll be about 3:15, I guess, by the time we get there, maybe 3:30 by the time we've done a few sort of things that we're going to do this year. Because what we're going to do is remember sort of people that have passed away over the last couple of years, and some important members of the bottle kicking teams, both Hallerton and Medburn, and that will be remembered in the time-honoured traditions, really. Since I've been chairman, and that's nearly 40 years, I've only lost three times to Medburn. And I suppose two draws in the last 2 years, really. But before that, in the 60s and early 70s, Medburn won all the time. When I was young, Medburn always won. And I think it just became a sort of it. Hallerton over the last few years have had the youth and the strong guys that have been able to wrestle the barrel to their boundary. Medburn are obviously sort of are going to have a reveille and a revival hopefully this year, and good luck to them, that they can bring a strong team and hopefully give Hallerton a good challenge this year.